Ladies and gentlemen, there are forces at work right now to manufacture drought conditions and ensure that we starve farms and ranches from the water they need to grow food and raise animals. All of this will create food shortages by design in order to then point at this massive problem and say, oh, it's global warming. It's climate change. We need those climate lockdowns. We must move to absolute zero carbon emissions. We have to take away your cars. You have to eat the fake meat. All of the agenda will suddenly be justified, right? All the Bill Gates saying that the real crisis is climate change, all of these words will finally resonate when we see empty shelves as a result of this systematic turning off the water. And that's what's happening all over right now. And certainly we've already talked about the California farms who are plowing under their fields because there's no water. The government turned off their water allocations down to 0%, and so they can't grow food.
It's so bad, farmers are already being forced to take drastic measures. The owner of Del Bosque Farms in San Joaquin Valley plowing an asparagus field under due to a lack of water. Now, federal and state water projects say they will provide little to no irrigation water to many agricultural customers. So farmers must calculate how much food they can grow with their limited supply.
If we don't have enough water and we don't have enough feed for these cows, the tough decisions are coming for all of us.
The story is the same in Idaho.
Typically, farmers in Idaho use these irrigation waters well into September. But with possible water shortages, hydrologists expect farmers in central Idaho to use up all of their resources and basins within just a couple of months.
This is a really unprecedented dry spell that we're in right now.
Water, as everyone knows who lives around here, Tristan, is our lifeblood. We cannot survive without it, and it appears we need more of it.
This is happening up in Oregon as well, where there's a standoff happening, local government trying to take control of their water supply.
The locals, primarily involved in agriculture, were peacefully protesting the amount of water they're getting to farm. According to Klamath County Commissioner Donnie Boyd, they're getting about a tenth of the water they usually do.
Ammon Bundy getting involved, and the media is running away with that, calling this a new water war. That's what this is. The bottom line today is that's where we are now. This is an engineered crisis. This is a water war. It is not, as they would have you believe, between Ammon Bundy or some right-wing militias and white supremacists. You know, that has nothing to do with that. These are ranchers and farmers who are trying to feed their family and keep their operations running. There is, though, a water war starting right now. That warfare is, however, with the people at the World Economic Forum, and the players right here proudly listed: Coca-Cola Company, Nestle, PepsiCo, the UN, World Bank, the WEF, World Wildlife Federation. All of these companies, the same ones, the same players who were involved also in the corporate takeover of our food supply, naturally, are also doing the same thing on the side of water. Now, this drought is the linchpin in their agenda to tie food scarcity to climate change and global warming. And you can see that directly in this article from the World Economic Forum. U.S. facing freshwater shortages. Why? Because of climate change. And the most insulting and elementary description that you can ever tell you: water shortages. Why? Because of greater evaporation caused by global warming. So this is that mechanism. This is that lever that the Eat Lancet Foundation said, we need to change what you eat and how we grow food in order to rescue ourselves, to save the world from global warming. And what is it what is the crisis that will be felt as a response to this drought? It is the food shortages. It is exactly what the Food Chain Reaction Game told us in 2015 when George Soros paid John Podesta's Center for American Progress to run this thing, which, just like Event 201 foresaw, maybe there will be a coronavirus, and maybe we'll use it to have the governments operate in lockstep to lock people up and put masks on them. Exactly the same sort of think tank exercise, tabletop exercise to get people thinking about it and put the script for the agenda in place happened when Cargill and John Podesta got together for their Food Chain Reaction Game. Here's a little bit of that video. You can see right there as they say, in 2020 there's going to be a drought. They call it climate change, but you can see they're clearly depicting a drought affecting the land. And then right behind it, a health crisis with the mask right there. Now, this is 7 years ago now when they created this video and they have a drought and masks, which is a pretty good depiction of where we are right now. But I'm sure that's just a coincidence. I'm sure it's not that these are the people who are writing the script through which we are living this massive problem-reaction-solution as we are shoehorned into their technocratic agenda. No, but what was it? Let's just move on. What was it that the food chain reaction game said would happen? Well, in the face of a steep food prices exploding spike and looming global food shortages in 2022, again, this is exactly where we are. Food prices are spiking off the charts. And there are looming global food shortages in 2022. There's a lot of discussion of this going on right now, particularly in light of the drought that we're now seeing mass media coverage. What did the food chain reaction game tell us would be the suggested solutions to these global food shortages? Well, again, it's a tax on meat and then a global carbon tax because it's a climate. That's the whole thing there. It's the appeal to climate change. Now, the other thing that the World Economic Forum tells us, when they openly declare warfare, water warfare, on the global water supply, is this. Water is the ultimate challenge. It's a unique resource that underpins all drivers of growth, from agriculture, to energy, to industry, and manufacturing. All these things, these are all major tracks of the World Economic Forum to take control over as we drive to the zero carbon future, the absolute zero, taking over all economic activity in the fourth industrial revolution. Continuing, quote, it also connects these sectors in a broader economic system that must balance environment with social development. Water is often managed in too fragmented a manner. We must centralize control. And who better to do that than these multinational companies in the World Economic Forum who want to take control over food and are telling you we need to centralize control and take it of water too. That is, after all, the point of our Global Water Initiative, one of our core platforms at the World Economic Forum, which seeks to set up a wide range of collaborations to scale up a new generation of public-private collaborations to accelerate the implementation of the UN's Sustainable Development Goal 6, the goal on water and sanitation. We need to radically shift the way people value water. We're going to socially engineer you into that scarcity mindset. This is a declaration of war on your water supply. From the strategic level and at the tactical level, at the operations level, we see it going live. Now, when China worries about their agricultural production, well, they actively, openly engage in geoengineering to make it rain over an area nearly the size of India. Over the next few years, they plan to scale up to 3 times the size of Spain, forcing rainfall, you can read right here, forcing rainfall and snow over 1.6 million square kilometers using an artificial rain generation techniques. How are we going to use our resources here in the U.S., here in California? Are we going to geoengineer some rain so that we can get those farmers some water to work with so we can still plant those crops? No, we're going to load up millions of salmon into trucks and drive them out to the ocean. You can read here, we're going to rent dozens of climate-controlled tanker trucks and maybe 146 truckloads carrying 130,000 fish apiece, taking them 30,000 miles out to sea. That's how we're going to use our resources here in the dying empire, the United States of America, because this isn't about fixing the problems. It's just about virtue signaling and wasting money and looking ridiculous. China, sure, you can geoengineer all you want. U.S., no, you're doomed. You're doomed to drought while you play with your fish. But not only are we failing to use geoengineering technologies to remedy the situation, we're actively making it worse. In fact, there's a lot of evidence that the Department of Water Resources dumped all the rainwater we had over the past few years into the oceans in order to achieve this fake scarcity of water. Here from June 2019 are the reservoir levels. You remember all the media about the Oroville Dam overtopping and maybe it was going to break and flood out all the Sacramento Valley? You remember, because we had so much water, all of our reservoirs were way over their averages. And we spent hundreds of billions of dollars to build up this infrastructure. This is common knowledge in California. People are asking, what happened? We had so much water. These are designed to be 5 years worth of water in these reservoirs. We spent the money to make that happen. We were full 2 years ago, 18 months ago. What happened? Well, there are indications that a very corrupt board of water resources literally was instructing people to dump that water out to sea. That seems ridiculous, but there's no other way to achieve the data you just saw. That's the reality of what just happened. Fortunately, there are other people who've already done the deep research into who is on that water board, who put them there, Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown, had systematically booted a number of qualified people off the California Water Commission and then put in some dubious people like Gerald Murrell. I don't want to go too far into it. There are, I'll link, though, to this report, which indicates that it was Jerry Brown who, just as he had promised that I'm going to make believers out of even the staunchest climate deniers in the next 5 years, yes, because he knew. He knew there's going to be tremendous wildfires, obscene droughts that will decimate agricultural production and cause food shortages. He knew, he had the script. He's in on it. You'll be believers within 5 years because, and he goes on to say, the wildfires will get worse and the climate disasters will only increase. Because he knew. We've had our eye on this character for a long time. So yes, even as he was warning us that this would happen, he was swapping out the people on the water board to achieve this result that now suddenly there's no rain and we don't have any water in our reservoirs and we just cut the allocations to zero. This kind of corruption is going on. If I were had the time, I would dig into the Klamath issue some more, into North Dakota, where ranchers are selling off their animals because they don't have water or feed for them.
For the last year, ranchers have hoped for any moisture they can get to green up their pastures, but it hasn't come. And that means ranchers are being forced to sell their cattle.
And, you know, this, again, the same story is playing out around the nation. And even as we've covered in previous reports around the world, we look at Brazil, where they weren't even able to get grain on barges to float down the rivers because the river's levels were so low. Or in Taiwan, where they said, never mind the crops, let's just keep focusing on producing iPhones, keep the route the water, reroute it away from the farms over into the semiconductor facilities. Around the world, water is now the keyword that is being used as this major throttle, just as the World Economic Forum said, to control everything from agricultural things to production to economic activity to whatever they want. They control it and they're using it to achieve even more control. This is such a huge topic that I think we're going to leave it here for today and just say, welcome to the water wars. This is something we'll be keeping an eye on because it's going to affect food production. And again, this is that driver. This is how they will say, look at the drought, look at the food shortages. This is why, because of climate change, we can't have real meat. We can't raise animals because they need animal. In fact, look again, let me point this one out real quick. Right after they finish telling you that the drought is caused because of global warming causing greater evaporation, you know, never mind that what goes up must come down and surely there's rain somewhere. What they then go on to say, the agricultural sector is how we're going to fix this. One way to alleviate this pressure on water would be to reduce irrigation for farming. This is what's already happened. This is the World Economic Forum in March of 2019 saying, well, we can just cut the water to the farms. We don't need that stuff. Specifically, according to this computer models, which, as you know, are always correct, especially lockdown computer models, global warming models, climate models, and now here, water models, they're perfect. They're always right. The agricultural sector consumes more than 75% of water in the U.S., so let's just turn it off. Specifically, we can cut their irrigation of industrial crops used for animal feed and for biofuels. So again, we don't need the animals because we're moving to fake meat. Only an insider, only when you view this through the lens of the agenda they are openly saying that they're going to achieve, ending animal agriculture, taking over the food supply, privatization and control and monitoring over water consumption, that's another aspect. Again, there's so much here. There's already one county in California that has required metering of private wells. So you buy land, you spend thousands of dollars to put in a new well, but if you're in Madera County, you've got to put a meter on your private well. California tried to do this statewide, but there was some resistance in 2015, 2016, when there was this last big media coverage about the California drought. It was kind of testing the water, literally, if you will, testing the waters or the lack of waters here. And the Division of Water Resources of California is already established this idea that a family of four only needs about a quarter of a gallon per minute. That's all you really need. Unless you want to grow food, right? Unless you want to have a homestead where you could be self-sufficient, but that's not the goal. The goal is slavery. So we're going to now trigger the drought, take out the food supply, tell you you've got to eat fake meat. We're going to insist that we meter your private wells And, well, you see where this is going, right? This is the complete awareness of all resources and economic activity on the planet, which is the goal of Agenda 2030. Again, it's just, hopefully, I know, actually, you watch this channel, by now you see that all these pieces fit together, and this is a stunning attack on our water supply, and our food supply, and on human freedom as a whole. This is the linchpin by which they are stripping humanity of our ability to grow food, as we have since the dawn of time. This is the door closing on the prison of this prison planet. What are you seeing where you are? I'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to me at iceagefarmer@protonmail.com. Let's keep an eye on this. Subscribe for more updates, because this is going to get more and more ridiculous. You'll be hearing all the time about drought and water restrictions. The San Francisco Bay Area has already started rationing water to households. You can expect to see more of that. There you go. For now, you can find this report on iceagefarmer.com. If you like this broadcast, if you value this information, help me keep it running. There's a few ways you can do that listed at iceagefarmer.com/support. And I very genuinely appreciate that, because I couldn't do this without you. So thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, check out gray water systems. Check out drought-tolerant crops. If you've already been watching all of the permaculture and good soil husbandry, the five principles of soil husbandry, you know that when you raise the amount of organic matter in your soil, it can hold more water, so that makes you more resilient to droughts, whether they're real or artificial or policy-based, if they're just literally cutting off your water, which is what we're seeing right now. It's staggering. Thanks for watching, ladies and gentlemen, and be well.